Hello and welcome to She's the Problem.
Oi,
Episode 3, and we're in Rome.
queridas. We are in Italy, and let me tell you, it's hot.
I know it doesn't look like it's hot, but it's because, to be honest, I had the same outfit on that I had in the last one. I had to change my shirt.
Yeah,
So if you've seen these pants before, no, you haven't.
we have obviously with our traveling, we have sometimes the same outfits, you know, because
Capsule closet, baby. We gotta repeat.
repeat and redo, and that's.
What works, we do it again.
We obviously are traveling, and literally, we go home tomorrow, and we cannot wait.
We've been on the go for, months now. Every single weekend, we've been somewhere different. We have not been home in a weekend in so long. And so the fact that we get to fly home tomorrow and see our sweet little babies and lay in our bed. The fact that I get to sleep in our bed brings me so much joy, you'll never know. As soon as we get back from this trip, we have 2 days home. I have a wedding in California, and then I come back, have a couple days home, I have another wedding in California, and then the day we get back from California, we come back to Europe. So the travel shenanigans are alive and well, I will tell you.
And honestly, the people around us have been testing my patience, honey.
Testing my fucking nostrils, how about that?
Traveling, there's such beauty in traveling. I mean, I adore it. I will do it for the rest of my life. Even though I'm terrified of flying,
You do well for someone that's very scared of
no, but
flying.
I'm so scared. There is multiple panic attacks and prayers. And honestly, oof, girl, it's hard for me. And I know everyone loves to tell me, like, oh, it's like a jello, you know, turbulence. It's not bad. You're not gonna die. It's so much safer. I don't give a fuck. I'm scared. There's nothing you can do to tell me I'm gonna be okay. If you're a pilot, stop sharing some things on that microphone. First of all, you sound so high, so today, blah, blah. No one understands what you're saying. And two, why are you telling me in a couple hours we're gonna have some turbulence? I don't need to know that.
I like the way you say that. Turbulence.
I say turbulence, country bumpkin over here. But you know what I mean? Like, don't tell me there's turbulence. I just don't want to know anything. I get it. Put your seatbelt. That's it.
I feel like with traveling, there's parts that you have to like continuously remind yourself to be grateful for because you can sound like such a brat if you like sit and think about it because it's like, oh, how cool that we get to go places. And that's always the coolest part. But there are like certain things that happen that you're just like, now, that's not necessary. Like today, there was three teenage boys
Oof.
sat in the row behind me, and they had the audacity. Also, teenagers are so scary. But we stand up at the end of the flight, and I'm like trying to get my bag out. And also in Europe, there is, I think that's kind of almost everywhere, but it's like extra bad there, where as
There's
soon as
no
the
rule.
plane lands, everyone stands up and starts just bum rushing the front. So you have to stand up and kind of like block yourself off if you even want to get off the damn plane. And I stand up, she's already up, she has her bag. I'm trying to get my thing, my camera bag out the top. And these little teenage boys, he like had his head up so I couldn't open the container. And so I just tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, excuse me. And I like opened the thing. And him and his little friend sat down and started like, and you can tell that they're like making fun of you.
Teenagers are awful.
And I'm like, that is real fresh coming from people who smell like absolute dog shit. These little teenage boys smelled like a locker room and puberty, ass crack. Like, I don't have any words for how disgusting they smelled. And I wish so badly that I spoke their language so that I could just tell them, how about you stop laughing, go take a fucking shower.
Body odor to me is one of the most disrespectful things you can do. Why are you outside? If you want to be a smelly person, be a smelly person at your house with your people. When you go outside, it should be a requirement to at least smell okay. I'm not asking for perfume. I'm just asking that you don't smell like 2 pounds of bounce that ass. Smell good. And
Some
honestly,
basic human
teenagers,
decency.
me and teenagers, we don't get along really well
I
because
love teenagers.
no, but the boys, like not
Teenage
boys, it's
boys.
not just boys, it's teenagers that have bad attitude. Because like the whole entire flight, they're causing commotion, they're kicking your seat. The flight attendant had to go there and tell them like, hey guys, whatever. I obviously don't know what she said, but you can tell they were embarrassed. Just behave. We're not animals. We're all just trying to get to the place. And honestly, listen, actually, just listen up. I'm gonna vent for a second because flight attendants, y'all have a job that I could never do.
Truly.
But I didn't tell you to go get that job. I had an experience one time with this lady where I almost thought, this is it. This is where I go and never come back to this flight again. I'm going to fight her. We were flying to Orlando. Now, mind you, it's 9 of us. So it's a lot of us. But that's okay. It's Southwest, so you can sit anywhere. So it's not like we're all trying to get seats together. So I have my grandma, who's, bless her soul, sweet little peanut. She has a hard time walking. So I put her next to me because she doesn't speak English. We're in the emergency lane. Now, I don't know the rules of the emergency lane, but no one gives a fuck about it.
I mean, if this plane's going down, we going down.
Yeah, and I'm saying move, bitch. If I can save myself, I'm done.
There's not much we can do.
No, and so I didn't know the rules for emergency lane.
You have to speak English, be able
to. You have to speak English. Actually, I don't know if that's a rule, but you have to be able, I guess, to say yes verbally. And you have to, I guess, to be able-bodied. I tell my grandma just when she asks you these questions, you just say yes. Repeat after me. So she knows. And the lady goes, does she speak English? And I go, yes, enough to like know what you're saying. I know she was trying to like not say, well, she's too old to sit here. I get it. But she was like, well, she can't sit here. So my grandma moves with my dad. And that was that. I'm thinking, we're good. I'll get my pretzels now. We're happy. I'm moving on with my life. She comes back. And while she's taking the drinks, I go to the bathroom and I tell one of my 9 family members, I said, hey, when she walks by, tell her I want a ginger ale. And I went to the bathroom. Whatever, go to the bathroom, come back. The drinks are coming out. I notice that she's already given my people drink, but not my drink. I go, whenever you get a chance, can I get a ginger ale? She literally goes, can't you see I'm busy? Can't you see I have my handful? Oh, it caught me off guard. I was like, oh. I said, now, okay. I said, all right, no worries. No rush. Just whenever you get a set. And then the people around you, they get you fired up. And, you know, the guy goes, damn, she was fucking rude to you. And I said, I thought so. I really did. So when she comes back with my drink, puts it down, my drink spills because she was like that aggressive with it. I still say nothing because I'm choosing positivity.
You're in like that situation where you can't fucking do anything. Like there's certain situations in life that are so frustrating because you actually can't defend yourself, pop off, say anything sassy because at that moment you're like, I gotta fly. So I have to.
No, exactly. So I can't fight her. I can't cuss her out. So I said, ma'am, I don't want my drink anymore. You could take it back. Because at this point, I don't even trust that she didn't spit on that bitch. She's being that ugly to me. So I said, I don't want the drink anymore. You could take it back. And then she goes, are we going to have a problem? Comes back after she goes to take my drink away. She comes back. Are we going to have a problem? And I said, I don't know. You tell me. I'm like, I asked for a drink. You popped off on me. You were upset because my grandma was sitting here. Totally understand. She can't sit here. We moved on. Then you came in so hot. Everyone around here just said that you were so rude to me. I don't get what's your deal. I'm going on vacation. Don't be mad at me. She goes, I'll get the pilot. I said, bitch, get the Pope. I don't give a fuck who you get. I'm not asking you to get the pilot. Like, I'm not troubled. I just want to go from point A to B.
I'm not troubled, man.
I'm a good Christian lady. I'm not trying to argue with you. So I said, you can get whoever you want. Nothing is going to change. All these people here just watched you slam my drink where it went everywhere. This is crazy. It's a 2-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
I told her it's going to be a long flight. We still got an hour and a half left. So then I sat there and obviously mind my business. She moved on because there's nothing she could do either.
Mm-hmm.
You really about to turn this plane back because I said I didn't want to drink my drink anymore because you were rude? Guess what? When I land, I got 2 police officers waiting for me.
You're lying.
I'm not bullshitting. 2 police officers. And Latino parents, even though they witnessed the whole thing, they're disappointed in me.
He said, I don't know her.
He's like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? And I'm thinking, what? But he doesn't say it, but it's in his face. You know, he's just disappointed. He's like, of course my daughter would.
My dad would have offered me as a sacrifice. My father...
He would have got rid of you.
He takes the public side over his children at any point.
Anybody's
No,
point.
Swear to God, we could be eating in a restaurant. This happened. And they brought Clayton's food with a hair in it. I mean, longer than your hair. And Clayton gets his food. He takes a bite of it. Did you just almost gag?
Yeah, because I hair with food. Oof.
Clayton took a bite and was like pulling it out like spaghetti out of his mouth. And Clayton goes, ew, there's hair in this. And my dad literally grabs his arm. He's like, lower your voice. Don't embarrass the lady. And Clayton's like, well, there's hair in it. And he's like, I'll take care of it. And so the lady comes back. He's like, hi, excuse me, ma'am. So sorry. And he literally leans in here. He's like, there's just a little hair in the food. Just on the side. No big deal. You don't have to take off the check or anything. I'm like, dad, damn, this would be the time to be like, ma'am, there is a hair in the food, like a big hair, like that's nasty or whatever.
Yeah, but like, be more careful. You could be kind, but...
Oh, no, you should always be kind, but it's just so funny because if that was my dad in that situation, we would have been in trouble.
He would have told you to leave.
I would have been in trouble.
He would have said, that girl is troubled. Leave her behind. She's not part of this family. Like, my dad, that's what my dad wanted to do, poor guy, but he saw what happened. So, like, I was not in the wrong. And usually, about 80% of the time, I'm in the wrong. And there's 20%. And I was right, because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not bullshitting you, Rach. I just remember this as I'm telling the story. This guy behind me gives me a card. He says, I'm a lawyer. If you want to, like,
shut up.
I'm not kidding. That's how bad it was. Everyone around me was telling me. Police is there waiting on me. So I go, listen, I don't know what they've been telling you, but I'm good. And the guy goes, honestly, I'm just doing this because, like, I have to. We'll walk to the side of the gate, and then you're good to go. And I said, okay. Because
that is actually,
but you see, like, she was trying to, like, the power trip, like, yeah. Oh, and no, and she, when I was walking out, she goes, yeah, have fun with that. Like, she was a bitch.
Damn, bitch.
And you honestly,
caught her on a bad day.
If you're watching this hoe, come meet me. Come on, I live at, I'm not gonna say it, but I live in Nashville.
You know, I will say you are very, very sassy, but most of the time it is measured in the sense that, like, it does have,
I can hold back.
I don't know if you hold back, but it is, like, for a purpose. Like, we went to this hotel coming back from a 20-hour flight. It was awful. And in the in-between of our layover, we were going to book a hotel just so we could lay down. Like, we wanted to go in there and shower and lay down for just 3 hours. So as we're in the airport, Larissa calls and she's like, hey, we're going to come in. I'm going to pay the nightly fee. Like, I don't care. I just want to lay down, making sure you guys have a room because we're coming now. Like, we can't wait until check-in. Blah, blah, blah. The lady's like, yeah, for sure. We have a room. Whatever. We get there. And Larissa's taking the bags out. She's exhausted. She sits down. She's working. She's, like, dealing with a bunch of shit. And I walk up to the counter to check us in. I'm like, hi, I'm Rachel Santos. Like, we're checking in. We just called. We're getting a room for a couple hours. She said, there's no rooms available till 3. And we also have, you know, a wait list for early check-in if someone, like, ends up not coming. And I was like, oh, well, we just talked to you on the phone and you'd said that there was a room. That was why we came here. Like, we fly out in a couple hours. Like, that wouldn't work. Whatever. And she's like, yeah, sorry. And that's always when
you turn at me.
It's like good cop, bad cop, because I could never, like, I have such a thing with, like, just public embarrassment and, like, confrontation. I was just like, I would rather just leave and be like, oh, okay, whatever, and go to the next hotel. And I turn around and I was like, Larissa.
No, when I come in hot.
She's like, ma'am, this is ridiculous. We just talked to you on the phone. What was your name? Yeah, I talked to you on the phone. You told me you had a room. I'm just trying to lay down for a couple hours. Why would you tell me you have a room if you don't have a room? We just wasted our time coming here. We only have 3 hours. And the lady just, her face was, like, white. And she was like, well, and she, the manager walks up and she's like, well, did you tell her that? And she's like, well, I said that, but I said that there's a wait. And she's like, no, you didn't say there was a wait list. And so it's like, you're very sassy, but it's, like, with the facts of, like, someone that probably
and
should
I've
be
had
sassy.
To learn
you just
that.
Stand up for yourself.
I had to learn that because I never want to be mean. I've been in the serving industry my entire life. I've always worked to serve someone. You know what I mean? So I know how hard it is. And I don't pop off just because I want to be rude. Because I am not a rude person.
I wouldn't be with you, girl, like that. Because that's
no. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, too. Like, people that are just rude to waiters for no reason. I hate that. And honestly,
I would leave the building.
I'm done.
I can't even see it happen. I can't see, like, someone else being rude to a waiter or waitress or anyone that works anywhere. It makes me, like, my skin crawl.
I'm just.
Well, yeah,
because I will watch something happen. And even if it's nothing to do with me, I'm buttoning and say, watch out. Don't do that.
Like, no, it's like for a purpose. Like, yeah. You're very good about, like, protecting yourself and boundaries. Because it's like, with me, I would just go, oh, okay.
Whatever. No, and at that point, girl, I got DoorDash already coming in. Like, I'm getting food delivered to you. Uh-uh. You gonna put me in a room. I don't care if it's the back of the building. I just wanted a shower. And mind you, I have been puking this entire flight because I had food poisoning and I was dehydrated.
It was awful.
So it's like, I literally told you this on the phone. This is the same place when I was calling, they put me on 2 calls with the Hilton Rewards people. And I said, I don't want it. I'm literally in this room for 3 hours. Please. I just want to get off the phone. I want to make sure my confirmation is done. And the guy's like, perfect. And then she goes, ma'am, I hear this a lot. And I said, ma'am, I love you. I'm going to get off the phone. I don't want to hang up on you, but I got to go.
You literally said that. You're like, hey, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I love you so much, but I really don't want to do the reward program thing. Like, I'm just going to hang up now. Okay. Is that okay?
No, and it was saving me. I'm not kidding. 80 cents or like a dollar. I'm like,
no,
you think I'm broke?
$2. She said, would you like to sign up for a reward program? And you're like, oh, well, how much is it saving me? And she's like,
$2.
$2.
And I said, girl, no, I'm not broke. And I'm only here for 3 hours.
That was crazy.
Like, there's things like that with flying that is just an inconvenience. Obviously, cry me a river. We're getting to go to these beautiful places. But, you know, if I'm going to complain, I'm going to complain. A hot take that I've been seeing on TikTok. How do you feel about the people that has said you shouldn't lean your seat back?
I think that's so ridiculous. Why would I sit in a chair that is made to recline and yours is also made to recline? And why wouldn't we recline our seats? If we're on here for a long time, like I usually don't recline if I'm on like a short flight, but if it's a long flight, like I'm laying my seat back. It's miserable. First of all, they make the seats where you're doing a fucking front tuck. Like, let me at least straighten up or like lean back a little bit. It hurts my back.
Forgive me for using what it was
I paid
for. Like, sorry, I paid for it. Like, it's crazy. I saw that. And people obviously was dogging at this girl because she's like, it's just crazy that you do that. Girl, if you don't want to be in economy, get your money up. Go to first class. Get big. You over here mad at the people in the economy. We're doing the best we can. We're all struggling.
We're all trying to get big, you know?
Yeah. I'm in economy too. Like, that happened to me on that flight too. Like, there's just so many flight stories that I could literally write a book. There was a girl behind me, and this only happens when I'm flying by myself, when my baby is not with me and I'm sad already. I'm crying on this flight. I'm not lying. I wrote her a love letter. Like, I'm not happy.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Brazil.
Oh,
and I miss you so bad. I miss this bitch so, I missed you so bad that I caught a flight home early. That's how much I miss you. But on my way to Brazil, this girl, I lean my seat back and she starts just whacking it, kicking it. And I said, is everything okay? And he goes, can you just not put your seat back up? And I said, no, I cannot.
That's
I said, like a nine hour flight. I literally said, you can lean back too. She goes, well, yeah, I know. It's just like a lot, but it's fine. It's fine. And mind you, that's when I know some people ain't shit. Her man's, there was no one in that seat. He could have swapped with her. If you wanted to be a good man, Savannah, come on, swap with your girl. Cause she wouldn't, you know, I would be backing it up on you. But again, yours back up too.
And it's not like it's that
much.
Far. Like it's enough to make sitting comfortable. I also have sciatic pain. I gotta lay back. I gotta lean to the side, something. My butt hurts. So I'm like, let's just, you know, it's like an inch. Like, sure, it don't make that big of a difference.
And I promise you, Rachel and I, we are pretty easy. I got one of my favorite compliments the other day. And it was that lady saying, you guys have been the easiest people on this plane.
I, like, go through the airport with an embarrassing amount of people pleasing. Like, when I go through the TSA line, I act like I'm going to receive a reward, for real.
Like a medal. You did well.
No, like, I feel like I'm going to get to the other side, and someone that works at TSA is going to be like, that's the fastest I've ever seen anyone go through the line.
Oh, it's
and
like a competition.
I'll, like, shed a tear and get an award. It's crazy. I mean, I have my shit off in the buckets in, like, a minute flat.
We sometimes like to go in different lines and race. See who goes first and, like, who gets done first. Obviously, her bag 80% of the time gets pulled because she has camera stuff.
I think any human experiences anxiety or annoyance when they're traveling because it's just such an annoying thing to do in general. But it really does, like, sometimes it brings out the worst in people, and it has brought out the worst in us before. We have gotten in our most dramatic fights in other countries or, like, after traveling for 20 hours, and fights that are so ridiculous that, like, they're hilarious. Like, when we go back and think about what just happened, we laugh in the moment.
I want to tell them.
Writing them down.
I want to tell them our favorites.
Oh, I'll tell it from my perspective. Don't worry.
And I'm going to keep it quiet. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, because that's something. Anytime we, like, go to rehash a conversation about an argument, somehow we end up just telling the argument from, like, our point of view. And then at some point, we're like, we just both lived that. So why are we, like, telling
this
whole
story? Why is it so different? No, and it's so different.
Damn, too. Let's just talk about how we feel, maybe. But we were in Scotland. I will tell you already, the stress of Larissa driving on the wrong side of the road, on the wrong side of the car. Like, we started out tense. We were, like, having fun, but honestly, your bravery, that was something. We're driving around. We are in the country, bitch. There is nothing but sheep around. Like, swear to God. We go out to the middle of this field, park the car. There's this one tiny little house. I don't even know what it was, like a check-in desk.
No, girl, it was a bathroom.
It was like a bathroom. It was like a fucking porta potty. And then there was a stack of wood on one side of the shed. And then it was like a parking lot, big open field, waterfall. As we were getting out of the car, I don't know what we were even arguing about. We were just tense from, like, all the travel that we had just done. We're about to go out there. It's pouring rain. And we're like, we don't even care. We're going to go see the damn waterfall and whatever. So I'm getting out of the car. She says something sassy to me. Something along along the lines of, like, shut up. Like, or shut your mouth. Something like that. Because that's my trigger. When she says shut your mouth, I'll go to war.
I did not say
even when
that.
You're saying it in, like, a joking way, like, I'll kill you with a gun. So I literally get out of the front seat. She says that. And I slam the door and I go open the back door to get my camera out. And she reaches around and looks at me and she's like, don't you ever slam the door like that again. And I leaned across into her face and said, Larissa, I'll slam that door and this door. I'll come around there and slam your door too. And we just stare at each other. It's dead silent. And lean out and slam the fuck out of my door. And you rolled the window down and you said something like, I'm not going. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this with you. I'm going home. Like, I'm leaving. And I was like, cool, leave. I'll Uber home. Don't worry about it. I'll Uber.
And I roll my window up when she says, I'll Uber home. And I sat there for like 2 seconds and I start dying laughing. I said, how you gonna Uber home? And the sheep, I said, and the Highland cows, girl, there is no Ubers around here. Do you not see where we are? There is nothing but green land. We are in heaven at this point. Like, good luck.
No, and so I start walking. And I get to that little...
When did it hit you, actually? When did it hit
you? When I sat on the damn logs. I went over there to that tiny little house in the middle of the field, and I sat on that little stack of logs because there was not even a chair, bitch. That's how in the middle of nowhere we are. And I'm sitting there on that log, and I'm like, I don't actually know how I'm going to get back to the house, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to ask somebody. Somebody, surely. These people give me hitchhike vibes. You know, I'm going to ask someone to give me a ride. And she starts calling me just over and over again, calling me. And then she's texting me. She's like, Rachel, there are no...
I didn't say Rachel. I said, baby, I love you.
There are no Ubers here. Come get back in the car. Please come get back in the car. It's fine, whatever. And at this point, I'm just being spiteful. I'm like, no, I'm not getting in the car. I'll fucking walk home before I get in that car. I don't know how long I sat there either. And I finally...
Not even 3 minutes because it also was pouring rain. So inconvenience got in the way and you said... Mm-mm.
I sat there and I was kind of measuring. I was like,
but she got in the car and she opens the door softly. And then she looks at me and we just start dying laughing. And I said, girl, you want to go get food? Because like at this point, we have had no luck in Scotland with like the weather. And Rachel's not a hiking girl. You were doing your best. You really were.
Also, when I got out of the car, that was a part of my measuring of my decision making. I saw the waterfall and I'm like, why the fuck would I hike through that whole field just to look at it closer? I can see it from here.
Just a good time. Honestly, looking back, that's probably one of the most iconic fights we had. We had a pretty funny one too, which was when we had gotten back from a trip, same concept, and we had a dinner reservation that I made, or you made dinner reservation for us.
Mind you, it was like prepaid, like $200 a person or
something. We never got that money back, by the way. So I tell her, I'm like, babe, gosh, I'm so tired. Like, would you rather just go home? You said, honestly, me too. And I said, hey, since you did the gesture of booking this, I'll take care of canceling it. I got you. And you're like, oh, sweetie, you would do that for me? And I said, yes, girl.
Started out so
good. Know, let's go. You're amazing. So I call and I get the girl on the phone. I'm like, hi, this is Larissa. I'm canceling Rachel Santa's reservation, but I don't want to lose my money. So I'm like, is there any way you can move us to a different night? And she's like, oh, sure, but it's like a month, 2 months out. I said, girl, I don't care if it's a year. Like, move it. She did not speak English very well. And something that I do, because I'm a foreign person, I start speaking as slow as them, broken as them, so they can comprehend what I'm saying. So she goes, when you do the confirmation number / letters, can you, not spell it out, but can you, like, say a word after? Like, can you, like, A for apple, B for ball? And I said, of course. So I'm on the phone.
Mind you, it's to her ear, so I can't hear what she's saying. I'm just like walking next to her in the airport.
Yeah. So I am telling her A is in apple, B is in ball, C is in car. And then I didn't know what to say with you.
You started going crazy.
I said Uranus. That's what I said. I said Uranus. And Rachel starts going, oh my God.
I was like laughing and I was like, stop doing that. Like, just say the letters. And I don't know that the lady doesn't speak English. So I'm like, Larissa, like, cause she's like, U for Uranus, Z for xylophone, like just the most complicated words.
She's lying because I don't even know what xylophone is. I don't even know how to say that. So I didn't say that. I said Z for zebra for sure.
You were saying the most ridiculous stuff. I'm like, babe, just say the letter. Like, this is making it more confusing.
Anyways, so I am telling the lady everything and I'm ignoring Rachel. Cause at this point, I just literally have been on a flight for 10 hours. I know she's not bothering me right now. So I'm just telling the lady, I keep repeating it. She makes me do it twice because that's how her English, she needed that
and
extra.
And you said a new word each time.
Yeah, because maybe she's not understanding the word. And I get it because I'm foreign. Sometimes when they start spelling out like that, I'm like, girl, just say A, B, C. I get it. I'm on the same page. But she needed that extra help. And I say it again and you go, Larissa, just stop. And so I literally pull the phone a little down and I go, Rachel, she needs me to do this. She asked me to do that.
Y'all, she yelled at me.
I did yell.
She straight yelled in public. I kind of melted into a fucking
puddle. I go, girl. And then she's like, did you just fucking yell at me?
I could not believe.
I finally get off the phone with this woman and I'm mad. And that's the thing about Rachel and I. She gets mad. I'm mad too. So we can't come together because we're both mad. We're both big mad.
We're walking through the airport and both of us feel so vindicated that we're like, what we're mad about. Like, ooh. I'm like, she just yelled at me. And in her head, she's like, she just overstimulated the fuck out of me. And like, whatever. We get into the car in the parking garage and both of us are like, you need to say sorry.
No. First of all, that's why you keep talking over me. This is supposed to be my story and you getting all over it. That's not what happened at all. So I'm hyped up. I'm going through the airport like, oh, I know she didn't fucking just do that to me. I'm over here canceling something, doing something nice for her. Someone had dropped off my car for me and they put the key in the exhaust pipe. And that bitch, for some reason, every time I try to grab it, it kept going in further and further. Huh? And it had been raining in Nashville, so there was a puddle where I couldn't lay on the ground. And I said, God, strike me down right now because I'm about to lose my mind. And she's just sitting in the passenger seat. And then I'm like, can you help me? And she's like, oh, you need my help now? And it's just like this pettiness. And we get in the car, silence. And I'm like, you need to say sorry. She's like, no, you need to say sorry. You just yelled at me. And I said, girl, and you were overbearing. I said, controlling, etc. All the above. Like, girl. And that's something that we do because we just travel. And it's fun, though. I love it. You know,
it was honestly hilarious.
Hilarious because we'll have these. We need to write these down.
I know. And I need to write them down like in a voice note so that I remember some of the ridiculous ones. You need like a day to decompress. Like, we're together 24/7. We told you in the last thing, like, we're together all the time. And we go home from like one recent trip and we had been beefing the same thing, same bullshit. I don't even know what it was about. We get home and we're like, let's go get dinner. We go to like my favorite Indian restaurant. Mind you, this is a place we only ever get takeout from, and we should have kept it that way.
Pause. And you know, DoorDash food in the restaurant,
it ain't the same.
What are you doing? You don't go to a place you DoorDash. Like, are you an animal?
No.
You know better.
It was honestly humbling. And when I saw the interior, I stopped ordering from there, I will say. But anyways, we go there, we sit down, and I'm so excited because I love this meal. It's like my comfort meal. And she's sitting there. We'd just been arguing for like days. And we finally got over it. We were like on the other side. And we're like, okay, you know, like, let's go have a little peace offering meal. She's like, let's go get you some Indian food. You love Indian food. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet and kind. So we sit down. I order my food. And I could already tell from her face when we walked in that she had the ick. Like, whatever she had seen there, she was just like disgusted. So then she sits down and we're looking at each other. I order all my food. And we're just kind of like being silent because we're both just so like drained. And then she gets a text from her mom. She looks at me and she's like, so my mom made soup and I think I'm going to go. And I said, go where? She's like, I'm going to go to my mom's house. Mind you, we drove there in the same car. And so I was like, oh, you're going to go to your mom's? She's like, yeah. Do you care if I'll just Uber to the house and like go get my car. And I'm like, well, we're right next to our house. So I guess you should just take my car and I'll Uber home. And she's like, okay, yeah, if you don't mind. Our appetizers had not even come out yet. She stands up, gives me a little kiss on the top of the head, and she's like, bye. Gets in my car and leaves me.
Girl, stranded. Dramatic.
And then I eat my dinner, and then I call one of my friends, and I'm like sitting there talking to her, and she's like, wait, what? Like, I was like telling her, I was like, yeah, you know, we've just been so overstimulated. We've been traveling so much. Like, Larissa's mom made soup, so she had to go. She's like, what do you mean she made soup? Like, you guys were at dinner and your mom made soup and she just left. And I was like, yep. Yeah, now that I'm repeating that back, it kind of sounds a little ridiculous. And she was like, wait, so you're sitting on a curb right now? You're waiting for an Uber? And I was like, yeah, that was my choice. It sure was.
And you offered your car. I'm not this person. I would never leave her stranded.
I didn't think you stranded me like that, but it was just funny, like, the moment where I was, like, sitting there. And I'm like, I drove here in my car, and I'm leaving in an Uber.
Because she wanted to. And honestly, it was probably better off that way.
Oh, we needed space.
We came back. I mean, I was fulfilled. You were fulfilled. It was a good time. The funny part about this whole story, we never thought anything of it until that has now become one of our friend's favorite story.
It's like, and I'm like, famous moment.
I get it. Because, like, that's, is a little crazy.
But we say that all the time to each other when we like.
Look, my friend's like, girl, what's in that soup? I need to have that soup because for you to just leave, that soup would be real special.
But you've done that twice now. Like anytime her mom makes the soup, it doesn't matter what is happening, she will be leaving.
It's because it's the comfort of home. A Brazilian typical, and it's called caldo de frango or caldo de feijão.
A famous dish, y'all. A famous dish in our house.
Like my mom doesn't make it enough. And when she makes it, she knows that's my calling. It's like she has a little, you know, thing. She goes, ooh, and I show up. Like, it's like a calling of my people, and we just go there. With fights, also comes a lot of funny moments that you embarrass yourself because you just don't know better. And that happens quite a bit. And a lot of times, it is me that's being embarrassing.
You're not embarrassed.
Because I am just a little clumsy when it comes to certain things. We were staying in this hotel in Turkey. I had the turkey tummy. That's what I had, the turkey tummy. If you don't know what that is.
Every time, it was like the most delicious food you've ever eaten in your life, but every time I would finish a meal, both of us would go shed our brains out.
It was awful, but the food, I mean, still one of my favorite foods of all time.
I know, I think about it all the time.
Oh, I love it.
It'll clean you out.
It'll clean you out. If you've been having shit problems, go to Turkey Girl. So I'm like, my ass at this point, TMI, it's raw. I've been wiping for days. Didn't bring my wipes. Now I bring my wipes. But, oh, I'm needing, like, some water.
And luckily, they have bidets.
So I said, Rach, I'm going to use this. But I don't know. The ones they had was a little different. And so I turned it on. And I mean, it's wonderful. It was a great time. 10 out of 10 recommend. And when I went to go turn it off, the water just kept going. And at that point, I'm like, whoa, like, how do I turn this water off, Rach? Please help me. And Rach is like, girl, just press the button. And as I pressed it, the little handle broke. And the water now is going everywhere in our room. And I go, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I had to call the front desk. She's in there with, like, a towel over the thing trying to contain the water. And I called the front desk and I'm like, and I cannot stop laughing. I can't get it together enough to, like, even tell him what's happening. Like, we need help. We need a maintenance man. And the lady's like, oh, like, why? For what? And I'm like, water everywhere.
No, I get the phone from her. I said, give me that. I said, hi. I said, my wife had used the bathroom and she broke it. And the water won't stop coming out of the toilet. Because you have to use words that they understand. Rachel's like, pardon, maintenance... For an she's just using big words. And I'm like, toilet broke, water everywhere, help. Mind you, it's like 2 a.m. And she goes, oh, the maintenance guy is not, he's not working right now. But like, let me see what I can do.
Y'all, it was humiliating
because she's on the ground, got a little tool trying to fix it. I'm trying to help her, but I can't even help her. She was in the corner acting like she couldn't get it together. Well, and I'm mortified. And I didn't know, I kept blaming her. I said, she took dookie. I don't know what happened.
This is during a time when I was teaching people photography. So every day we would go out with like basically 10 strangers and go do all of these like tourist attractions. And her and I are shitting our pants.
Unwell, baby.
Unwell. She had a fever and we're on like a tour bus. Larissa's laying down in the back. She like can't talk. And she's like, I'm going to throw up. One of my favorite things that Larissa does because she is foreign is certain words like, yak, like, you know, people say, I'm gonna yak, like, I'm gonna throw up. She'll say, I'm about to yap. And so she looked me dead in the face and she's like, no, Rach, I'm about to yap.
No, the bus driver goes, ma'am, it's time for you to get out. I said,
she said, leave me behind. And then I'm out there walking through like the desert, just like, yeah, this is so fun and so cute. One of our greatest travel mishaps of all time happened on this trip. And bless God it happened the way it did because I would have actually ended it all. So like I said, we're with 10 strangers.
I can't even talk about this.
Strangers from the internet. No, it actually was traumatizing. We're in Turkey and our little tour guide is like, oh yeah, you guys need to go to a Turkish bath. Like y'all would love that. It's classic, whatever, timeless, got to do it. And I'm like, okay, cool. We go there. I'm thinking my dumbass, like a little bathing suit. I'm thinking, oh, we're going to the pool. Three of the other groups of people that were on this trip, they decided last minute, they like look at the menu and they're like, yeah, no, we'll skip. They leave. So it's just me and Larissa. And I'm so grateful for that every day. I think about it all the time. We walk into this place. It was like a haunted house. It was the dirtiest. And I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us because I'm in a place in life now where I would have been like, I gotta go. Like I would have went into that first room and been like, oh, actually, no, like we're leaving. We go into a sauna and it's packed to the brim with people. I'm also someone who has an absolute phobia of public places and water and hair. Like, literally, it's disgusting.
No, now that I think about it, we were butt-ass naked.
Well, we had little towels on in the sauna. Then we go, so they take us from the sauna, and then they take us, also, mind you, no one speaks English. So, like, we are very much kind of functioning on, like facial expressions and whatever. So we get into the next room, and it's a bunch of old British ladies in a pool, butt naked, pubes afloat, flopping around just like in the water. Get up onto the little deck and the lady's like, oh, get in. You know, she just like gestures, get in. And I look at Larissa and I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. And there's like mold on the walls.
You did it anyways.
And I'm like looking at her and I'm so uncomfortable. And I get in the pool with my towel on. I have my little towel wrap and I get in the pool and I'm just like, oh, I like hate this. I'm having a meltdown. I get back out. I'm just standing there. And then they're like, oh, come on, next room, next room. And it's all like happening very fast. So that's why I feel like I never like stopped and was like, what's happening? Why am I doing this? And then this is the worst part. They pull us out from there. And there is in the middle of the room, like an octagon of marble. It's like this big giant marble structure.
Had everything and to be good.
There is a soap bucket in the middle filled to the top of bubbles and like a little rag. And then all the British ladies, y'all, are lined up head to toe centipede style, back to back to back all around the octagon, butt fucking naked. And there's two little spots for me and Larissa. And I'm like, not a naked person. I'm not a naked person. My mom is so modest, I would die. And so I walk over and I'm like, we're supposed to lay on this thing, butt naked. And I think it's because older ladies, it made me feel a little more comfortable to do it.
We're so close to each other. Like the person behind me, her toes are right here. My head's right here. So it's like all, it's like in a circle.
We're connected.
Connected. Like we are the world. We are the children. Like that's connected.
So we're stargassed naked and the big community bubble bucket, they're taking a rag out of the bubble bucket, re-dipping it. Every single person is using the same bucket and they're beating us with this rag covered in bubbles. And I was sitting there like, this is actually my version of hell. I feel like I've transported straight to hell. And I'm like trying to look at Larissa with like, how, I don't know how we even got in this room. So I don't even know how to get us out. And I'm just like, oh my God, I would rather die than be here anymore. And it just keeps happening longer. And I'm thinking like, oh, you know, everything leading up here was pretty fast. Like we moved room to room pretty fast. So I'm like, maybe it's just gonna
be over soon.
That bitch
took forever.
It's gonna be over soon. Also y'all, it's fluorescent light, overhead light, not dim light, nasty ground. And these ladies are just slapping us with these rags covered in bubbles.
And I'm keeping my eyes closed because I'm like, I can't look at her because I will have a meltdown. I will throw up. Close to the end, I open my eyes because I'm like, okay, I think we're getting to the end because like she's already done my armpits everywhere. So I'm like, at this point, like we're about to be done. There's four Turkish ladies standing in front of me pointing at all my tattoos. And I'm feeling like a piece of meat in the market. Like, which one is going to buy it? Like, that's what it felt like. And I'm standing there and they're just touching my whole entire body. I have some tattoos, like, on my inner thighs. And they're just touching me all over. And at that point, I go, okay, thank you. Like, I'm getting up and leaving. So we leave this place. Silence. We have a 10-minute walk home. I said, Rach, I don't even want to talk about it. I said, let's not talk about it yet because I can't. Because
surely we got like a fucking worm and staph infection. Like
I'm trying to relax too. Like I just been throwing up and dookie everywhere. I thought this was gonna be a relaxing moment. That's all I needed for this trip to be like perfect.
Nobody should have been in there. I wanted to personally call the man that recommended that place because he literally took us in there himself and was like, look, this place is great. And so we're just doing what we thought we're supposed to be doing. Also, mind you, I've talked to people since then, and that is not the Turkish bath experience. Apparently, they're very nice, and this was just a really cheap, bad one. But it was, like, actually a horror movie.
We just didn't know better.
I still think about it sometimes to this day, and I shiver. A shiver runs down my spine. I can't deal with that. And there's times where, like, you're traveling in a foreign country where you really are just communicating with like, huh?
You hope for the best.
Like you don't know what's happening. They don't know what's happening. We're just talking with facial expressions. And that really put us in a bad place. And I feel like now I have the confidence
to say
like, oh, no, I'm good. I will leave.
If something is like grossing us out, we leave. We're like, I'm sorry. I'll lose my money any day. Cause like, I'm not poor. You know, I can afford to lose a couple bucks if it means I'm keeping my peace and my sanity. Because I lost sleep for days thinking about what happened to me.
Oh, that was traumatizing.
And I called
I felt everyone violated. I felt like I got violated.
And the ladies were so kind. Like, that's just their job. We just didn't know better. So it's not on them. It's really on us. Like, it's on us 100%. Like,
no, they didn't do anything weird to us or, whatever. No, it wasn't that. It was just, like, the shock of the how gross it was. And then the shock of, like, not realizing that I was going to be stark naked with the old ladies.
I was about to say, the shock of being naked.
Yeah.
Like, we're just naked in this. It felt like a human soup.
Ew,
the best way to describe is a soup. And truly, that's my travel stories. Like, we have had some pretty fun experiences. I wouldn't trade it for the world. And my advice to anyone that is leaving, go. Just do it. You know, have fun. Laugh at yourself. You're going to do some dumb stuff because you're not from the place. And that's okay. Don't feel like you have to know every do's and don'ts because it is part of going somewhere new. And
I think that's the joy of life. I love the idea of growing old and always feeling like something is, like, unknown is so interesting to me because I feel like people get so used to, like, their daily life. And, of course, everyone, like, saves and spends their money differently. And some people, it's, like, the trip of a lifetime and all those things. You and I, like, travel is a number one priority to us. And I think, you know, certain people may like shopping or whatever. But, like, you should 100% get out of your comfort zone at some point in your life and try your best to go to a new country and be in a different culture because it expands your mind so much. And I feel like, especially as someone who came from Kentucky, and, you know, I have a lot of people who have never left Kentucky and have no desire to leave Kentucky, it will expand you. Like, the way you think, the way you see the world, the way you see religion, the way you see just human interaction, like, it's such a powerful thing. And I think everyone should travel, whether it's good or bad.
100%. And I will probably do this for the rest of my life. It's something that we take priority in whatever phase we are in life. I think we will always do that. And with the little fights, like, we'll just learn and have fun with them. And now we get to laugh about it and we have beautiful stories to tell our kids one day. Mm-hmm. And you're so hot.
So yeah, I am so grateful for my job. I think it's so fun that we get to go the places that we go. And I think it's amazing you get to go with me. Trade it for anything. I would do all the miserable shit 100 times over.
So yeah, if you're seeing this, book us. We love you guys. We are so excited. Honestly, I just want to take a moment and just say thank you. I feel like we have been getting such amazing feedback from the episode before and just the journey that we're on. And we love you guys for that. Next episode will be home.
Yay!
Oh, home. Let me come home.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait to talk about our home, our house of Sunny, our beautiful home where we'll share a lot more of the process of getting her and everything to do with her. And I can't wait to be cozy with our animals. I can't wait to have you guys there. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.